Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, December 25th. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Thank you guys so much for listening to the pod on Christmas. I hope you are all having a fantastic day, enjoying time with your loved one, opening banging presents, watching great movies, not watching Die Hard. I hope you all are having a fantastic day. And, you know, I'm excited we get to spend this little part of Christmas together talking about the Eagles, because even though it's Christmas, the Eagles news does not stop. So this is your daily Goat Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And today is going to be a little bit different because I'm recording this prior to the injury report, which frankly, I have not done since we started these daily pods. But you know what? It's Christmas Eve and I couldn't make my good buddy Tucker wait until like 6 o'clock to do this. I can't have him spending Christmas Eve, you know, doing that with the pod. I'm not Scrooge. I can't ruin his night. So there is no injury update to start this pod. And it's a somewhat significant day for injuries, just because obviously the Eagles are going to hold a walkthrough and we will see what Kenny Pickett does. We will see what Jalen Hurts does. My expectation is Jalen Hurts will not practice in any capacity on Tuesday. I would guess Kenny Pickett will be out there in some capacity, which, you know, I think he'll take reps. I think you'll see Tanner take reps. So it's definitely something they're going to be dealing with throughout the week. Thursday, I think, will be the first true look at like who's ready to go. I would guess Jalen probably not out there on Thursday, but Kenny, I would expect to be a somewhat full participant in practice all week. So on Wednesday, or later, I should say, on Wednesday, you guys will get the injury report. Also on Tuesday, I should say. And we'll know more then. But yeah, so no official update yet on this pod. But that would be my guess as to what to expect from what it said. And, you know, I do think Jalen is probably going to play on Sunday. I would put it at like 70%, 75% that he plays. And if not, I think Kenny will definitely be out there. I'd be very, very surprised if Kenny Pickett is not out on the field on Sunday. So that's the injury report. Like I said, this is before the injury report, a rare pre-injury report podcast, but wanted to at least share my thoughts on that with you guys. As for the schedule, look, it's Christmas. Stay off your phone. Don't, you know, enjoy the time. There is no Eagles news coming. There's no practice. There's no media availability. There's no injury report. In fact, Jordan Mailata, I'm pretty sure, said they have the whole day off on Wednesday. And you know what? Like, it's a small thing, but I think Nick giving the players off on Christmas is another example of like what makes him a great head coach and why like the culture down there is so good. It's important that these guys on Christmas, you know, get to spend time with their loved ones, just like all you guys get to. And I think it'll make them better on Thursday when they come to work. And I think it'll, you know, it's been late in the season to have Christmas together, I think is a good thing. So shout out to Nick for doing that for the players. So on the schedule is nothing. There's nothing today. All right, let's get into a few quick pieces of news. And then the second half of this pod is going to be the Players Lounge with me, Ike, Hugh Douglas, and Jordan Mailata. He talked about Christmas. He actually did briefly sing Last Christmas, so enjoy that. He sang it way better than I do, and I think probably 95% of the population do. So it was fun. And Jordan talked about the offense, you know, Kenny Pickett and all those things. That'll be on the other side of the pod. But before we get to that, I did want to recap what the coordinators had to say on Tuesday. And it's so funny listening to the coordinators. Like, Michael Clay talks, and we have full faith in everyone. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's great. Kellen Moore talks. We have full faith in Kenny. Everything's all right. Everything's going to be okay. Vic Fangio talks, and it's, yeah, the pass rush wasn't good enough on that final drive. On the touchdown, Quinion made a decision that he shouldn't have made. There was substitution problems because there was poor communication. You know, he said he thinks the players will respond well because they're resilient. But he is just, he could not tell a lie up there. Like, he firmly just tells it like it is. And I thought his assessment of the defense on Sunday was true. You know, I didn't think the pass rush on the final drive was good enough, and it did impact the coverage in the back. I did think there were miscommunications. He mentioned the tackling. The tackling was not good enough. On the substitution issue where they gave up that long touchdown, sounds like there was some miscommunication as to who was injured, who wasn't. And because of that, like, Slay went in when he shouldn't have, and then he came off, and like Keeley went. So it just sounds like there was, it was a sloppy game, and it was certainly a sloppy moment for the team. So Vic Fangio, though, I think was brutally honest. He did say Nolan Smith has been playing better, but again, you know, one of the first things he said when talking about the kind of 21 or 22 points they gave up in the fourth quarter, one was he said he has to make better calls, which of course he's going to say that, and it's probably true. Obviously, guys were running wide open, but two, the first thing he brought up was the pass rush in the 4 minute probably wasn't good enough. And he's right. He is right. So I will say too, and this is something we'll talk about on Thursday and Friday more, they are really hyping up the Cowboys. And I don't think they're wrong to do that. The Cowboys have played well recently. They have nothing to play for, which obviously makes them a dangerous team. So I'm a little concerned about this game. The line is up to like 10.5, which obviously is an indication that I think they believe Jalen is going to play. But man, Fangio is saying they're playing really good football. Fangio said they figured out how to use Cooper Rush. They're doing different kind of things that they were doing than they were doing early in the season. And for what it's worth, that game against the Cowboys in Dallas was a close one. If you remember I think at the end of the first half, it was maybe like a 3-point game and the Cowboys had a chance to take the lead, but they fumbled it. So I think the Eagles ultimately will win on Sunday, but hearing Vic talk about the progress they've made, and then you just frankly look at the progress the Cowboys have made, it is going to be a tougher game than people think. So that's what the coordinators had to say. As I said, no injury report, but I would expect no Jalen and Kenny in either a full or limited capacity, but I would probably guess full. So that's where the team is at heading into the next few days. And, you know, we'll have a daily pod for you on Thursday, on Friday. Obviously, Go Birds Radio on Saturday. Me and James are going to be on Thursday recording our normal weekly podcast. So everybody, go enjoy your Christmas. If you're driving right now, if you're working out, first of all, shout out to you if you're working out. Hard to do on Christmas. Good job by you. But if you are doing that while listening to this pod, I do want to take a second and just say how much I do genuinely appreciate you all taking the time every day to listen to this podcast, listen to me talk Eagles. I said this in Thanksgiving, but I do think it's incredibly true. Like, it is so fun to just go around and see all the Eagles fans, see you all together, see what a community it is, you know, walking around, talking, like seeing someone listen to the pod and we talk about the Eagles. So it really, really does mean the world you guys take to do this. And I'm a very, very lucky guy to get to do what I do because of you guys. I mean, I was watching the coordinators press conference today on Twitter and there was 12,000 people watching it. Like, that's absurd. That's like no other fan base in the world, I would argue, regardless of sport, is doing that. So like I said on Thanksgiving, everyone should be very thankful for the fact that we all have each other, that we are a community. And I think on Christmas, well, it's not Thanksgiving, obviously you want to feel thankful, you want to feel loved, you want to feel happy. And I think we should all feel all those things when it comes to the community we have, the Go Birds family, the real ones, the auto downloaders, every single one of you. I love you all. I know James does as well. So thank you guys so much for listening. Like I said, on the other side is going to be the Players Lounge with me, Ike, Hugh Douglas, and Jordan Mailata. And then we're going to have now, actually, I'll be doing the Brandon Graham show every week from here on out with Spike and Brandon Graham. So really pumped to do that. And so we're going to have that for you guys on Thursday. So that's on the other side. I love you all. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And until next time, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys then.
Well, I tell you, no matter what we do here at Sports Radio 94 WIP, we're coming in unconventional. You know, that mic condom thing you heard there, that was my partner, my brother.
I don't think you got to tell them. They know who. No,
yeah, I don't think they thought that was my voice. Yeah.
They heard it. That was Hugh Douglas.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
Well, that's what I called it.
That's what Hugh called it. Yeah, yeah. But that's why we love Hugh. And that other voice you hear is my teammate.
See, I can let me slide today. He already got on somebody earlier today, so he gonna let me slide.
Yeah, he's been fighting for 4 hours already. Yeah.
No, actually, that was the only real disagreement I had today.
Say, I wasn't with it today.
No, you know what it was, Hugh?
What was it?
I set the tone early. If you're calling up today to complain about Jalen Hurts, I'm not for that today. Yeah, so.
Well, it's been a long time since we talked about a loss, so people maybe forgot. Exactly. Yeah.
We were really coping today, though. It was a serious coping day.
Okay, let's get right into it then. Listen, they lose a tough game yesterday. What was it, 36-33? What was the final score?
36-33.
Yeah, 36-33. Down to the wire. Jaden Daniels hit. Bro, he hit Jamison Crowder. I didn't even know Jamison Crowder was still in the NFL.
And he got two touchdowns.
Yesterday. I mean, Alameda Zacchaeus, shout out to Alameda, St. Joe's Prep finest, former Philadelphia Eagle. But my goodness, he scored his first two touchdowns also yesterday?
Yep. Yeah. Why? Yeah. He'll never get an easier one than that one he got, too. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll get into that mix-up on defense and sort of how that happened. But, Elliot, you were down there. So I'd like to give you the first crack at it. Yeah. Listen, Jalen goes out after 11 plays. How do you sort of judge the team and evaluate the team and what happened yesterday after that?
So Nick used the word sloppy, which I definitely think applies. But the other word I would use is uncharacteristic. They did so many things in that game that I don't think they'll do again. I mean, often when we talk about losses, it's okay. They struggled in this area. Can this hurt them in the playoffs? Or is this like a fault of theirs that they can't overcome? I didn't really see anything yesterday that worries me come playoff time. Now, that doesn't mean the loss didn't hurt, because now their chances at the one seed obviously take a big hit.
Sure.
So many missed tackles. I mean, they haven't had a substitution issue, I don't think, all year, or at least that's cost them. And then they have one yesterday that cost them a touchdown. Even something small, like on that final drive before the Devontae play, the first play of that drive is a Saquon run, and he loses 4 yards. How many times this year has he been caught in the backfield? So,
dude, he got hit in the backfield more yesterday than he did all year combined.
So, and part of that, my fault, and I'm going to let you finish. That's because Jalen goes out, it changes the dynamics of everything. But you got it.
Last thing I was going
to
say was just, it's a weird game where I think they would have won it if Jalen played, but I don't think Kenny is why they lost it. I thought Kenny played way better than you probably could have hoped, considering he's coming off the bench. He doesn't get practice reps all week. He hasn't really played all year. And I thought he made a lot of good plays. I thought he had good chemistry with AJ and Devontae in the passing game.
Well, he played a little bit in some blowouts.
No meaningful snaps.
Thankfully he hasn't.
You know, that's what I mean. So to come off the bench in the cold, both literally in the cold weather and figuratively after not playing, I thought.
Well, he's wearing two gloves, so he was prepared.
Kenny, two gloves.
That did help, yeah.
And he knew what his. Hey, listen, he wasn't taking no chance with football. He threw his primary target damn near every time.
Well, he knew who his primary target too was. As soon as he got on the field, he was
AJ 15 targets yesterday.
AJ was in a good mood in the locker room after
I mean, I look at it like this, man.
Your thoughts?
It was uncharacteristic the way that the defense played yesterday.
Yeah.
I am not. I know that today for a lot of people, it feels like the sky is falling. I know if you listen to our show, we were going at it a little bit. But that's
why. Because is Joe G out there saying?
Well, no. You know, Kyle is like, it was everybody else's fault but the defense's.
but the defense?
Well, he was.
How can
like,
you say but the defense?
Well, let me. I don't want to put words in Kyle's mouth because he's traveling, and I don't want to misrepresent him.
No, we can misrepresent.
Yeah, him.
But,
yeah.
But the but the point was that if Jalen was out there, we would have had a different game. And my premise was that the defense gave up 36 points, plain and simple.
Mm, right.
That's uncharacteristic of the defense that we've seen.
Yeah, you know, how do you give up 36 points and you got five turnovers?
Yeah, that's crazy. And a lot of people, I think today what a lot of people were doing, we're coping with something that we didn't have to deal with for a long time.
What's that? A loss?
A loss, yeah. And the fact that, you know, I got a lot of heat for this. And I get why, because
What'd you get heat for?
Because, you know, the whole defense is a luxury,
not a necessity
thing.
Your beard's looking like it's going to be gray.
Yeah, it did.
It's going to stay gray.
Taking the defense to task today, a lot of people told me I had a lot of nerve doing that. But, I mean, it's my job. My job is basically to have a lot of nerve. You know what I mean?
Amen.
So we like you with a lot of nerve. Yeah, yeah, we appreciate that.
But the bottom line is this, Ike, and this is the way that I looked at it. As many turnovers as we had defensively, you gave up 36 points. And I know you remember this because this was your first season. You remember those games that we went into our first year in 98 when Emmy used to tell us, hey, offense might not score a whole lot.
Yep.
You might have to play 60 minutes.
Yep.
And as a defense, the job was simple. We still couldn't give up
more. We couldn't give up nothing.
We couldn't give up no points.
Yep.
Well, and you know that going in. You know you don't point the fingers at anybody else. If you give up the points, at the end of the day, if the offense don't score, that's still on you. That's just how it is.
And what's crazy is how they gave the points up. I mean, in Tampa earlier this year, when they got kind of dinked and dunked down the field, that was different than what happened yesterday. All year, this team has been such a good tackling team. I mean, on that 4th and 11 play Jaden Daniels had, I think it was Zach Bond, N'Kobe, Cooper. Guys that have been great tacklers.
All, and McCollum came in there just
he had the
everybody.
Worst one. Yeah.
It's like the bowling ball coming there knocking over pins.
Yeah.
He like a wrecking ball. Man.
I thought that was a drop for a second. That was,
no, I was just saying, that's Miley Cyrus.
That was good. But it was just uncharacteristic how they gave it up. Outside of the missed tackles, all year, guys have had to work for the – opposing offenses have had to work for the yards against this defense. Guys were wide open, even the game-winning touchdown, to get that wide open in the back of the end zone. Obviously, there's a substitution issue where someone's standing with nobody within 10 yards of him. But then outside of that, there's two missed tackles within the 10-yard line after he catches the ball. So it wasn't really just, you know – it was like the mistakes that cost them the points, I don't think you'll see them very often the rest of the year.
Yeah, you know, you don't think this is indicative of what you'll see moving forward.
The only concern I would have, and I'm curious where you guys fall on it. There I go saying curious, but the emotion stuff, like the penalties, the CJ GJ, the Jalen Carter,
right?
That would be the one thing where I worry come playoff time. Is that something that
what
could
do you,
hurt them?
I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this because, listen, I played with emotion, right? And sometimes, especially when I was younger, I crossed that line. And so you have to be able to harness that emotion and play. You want to play with aggression. You want to play with emotion. But you have to be able to walk up to that line and then back away from the line.
Yeah.
And Jalen Carter is just in his second year. So I know he's still trying to figure out where's that line at. Yeah, because you want him as your tone setter on defense.
Yeah.
But you don't want him to be out of control.
Yeah, controlled aggression.
And the same thing with CJ. Like, CJ is one of our emotional leaders.
Yeah.
One of the guys that plays out there. He's boisterous. And we talked about how we missed that last year when he left to go to Detroit. So they brought him back because they wanted that on the field. But he's another one who has to know, listen, once they give you a warning, you got to pretty much dial it down. Right? Like, I don't think I've ever seen somebody tossed out of a game.
For not even, like, a hit or anything.
This isn't basketball. Yeah, but basketball gets you a technical and then they get you out of there. In football, you don't usually see that, Hugh.
Yeah, it's one of those
things. We used to be out there talking bad to the officials.
No, here's the thing.
And each other.
Yeah, that's
and the opponents.
But here's the thing. When you're in a situation like the Eagles are in right now, I think that when you talk about CJ, GJ, and you talk about Jalen Carter for the last couple of weeks, like, refs probably seen that. It's probably one of those things.
They got a reputation.
It's one of those things they probably talk about, boy, that Eagles guy Jalen Carter, he's a real whatever. You know, referees talk.
Yeah.
They talk to each other.
Oh, yeah.
So now it makes it easier for you to be targeted because they know you're always running your mouth. So I think it was a little bit of that. Like I said yesterday.
Man, he's met BG talk every week.
Yes.
He never got tossed.
But, you know, BG's a very likable individual. Not saying that they aren't, but Jalen Carter has slapped a couple people's heads off. Did you see?
Yeah, BG wasn't out there slapping people.
And then look at,
and he did
look
it just
at,
last week, too. So
and look at Jalen Carter, the penalty that he got yesterday.
Yeah.
Dog, he effortlessly pushed Buddy.
Oh, and dude, listen, you got to give him he did a great job acting.
But still, when you extend your arm. Like
And it was right there in front of you.
Yeah.
And the other week when he damn near slapped somebody's head off.
Yep.
You know, officials
Connor
see
Hayward,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They see that.
It's my Spartan brother. He slapped around like that.
He
man.
Slapped him like he owed him money. Get where my money. Pow. Yeah. So it's one of those things where you have to be leery of that. Like I said yesterday, to me, as much as we talked about it was just an uncharacteristic day for the Eagles defense. Because another thing that jumped out to me, you had two penalties where it was too many men on the field.
Yep.
Substitution problems.
Yeah. How many times have we seen that?
That's 2023 stuff.
You see what
I'm
saying?
That's what they were doing in 2023.
Here's what I would ask. Here's what I ask about that. Was that after GJ went out?
I think so, if I'm not mistaken.
Because I wonder if that.
The communication is
different. That's the other thing with him getting ejected. It affects everything else.
Well, and also
who's playing in certain packages and all those sorts of things.
And they did have a few injuries yesterday, so I think that probably adds to it when Slay's coming on and off the field.
Right.
You know, who's in now? Is it Isaiah Rodgers? Is it Keeley? Figuring all that out. But my concern would be you're right. The refs talk and they go, okay, you know what? Like Chauncey, he's someone that's going to get at you, and they're aware of it. My worry would be, are other teams looking at the Eagles' defense and going, you know what, early on, if we get under Jalen Carter's skin and we can get Chauncey going, because I don't think it's a coincidence. In the game where they clearly had the, I don't want to say the most emotion, but they were very emotional yesterday. They also missed a ton of tackles. They were having substitution issues. And Washington came at them early on in that game after every snap. I mean, Lattimore was up in AJ's face. On both sides of the ball, Washington showed up saying, we're going to be the tougher team. And the Eagles, while they were tough, I don't think they handled it in a way that in Detroit come playoff time, you can't handle it that
well,
way.
Well, I look at it like this. It's good to have games like that. And this is how I spin it. And this is how it happened. Pittsburgh tried to bully you last week. You got the best of the bully last week. This week, you got the bully got bullied.
Mm-hmm. Well, they was waiting on us this week.
Yeah, because
Brian Robinson came out early in the week talking.
That's what I was about to say. All right. They started talking trash on Tuesday.
Yeah, they were waiting. They were waiting for us this week.
So they knew. But this is the beautiful thing about all of this, man.
Mm-hmm.
The Commodores are alive. They're gonna be a problem, and I hope the sweet little baby Jesus, we get them in the first matchup in the playoffs, the first round of the playoffs, and they have to come back here. They got to see us here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be different.
Well, listen, it's been a long time since the Eagles and the
Commodores.
Washington. I don't even know which team to call them. The Washington football team.
Dude, you saying Commodores gets me. even when I'm not listening to the radio anymore.
And everybody always wants to correct me. Dude, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah,
I know what I'm doing. When I say Commodores, I'm doing it on purpose. Well, so I don't need y'all texting me, DMing me,
Some people call them commies.
It's real nice.
Yeah, some people call them commies.
Nice jacket,
So no, I'm with you there. It looks like we may have a budding rivalry. That's being renewed.
Bet you can't say that three times fast.
Budding rivalry.
Fast.
Well, I mean, Jaden Daniels, too. If you want to talk about a budding rivalry.
Bro, he's fast.
It's clear he's someone that's going to have to be dealt with in this division.
Who you think's fast? Like, I know he's not Lamar Jackson fast.
Nah.
Michael Vick fast?
Woo, no.
Who fast?
Lamar Jackson ain't even Michael Vick fast.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to – okay, so you go Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels.
I mean, listen, Kyler Murray is pretty fast, too.
What's crazy about Jaden Daniels is how slim he is.
He got those little legs out there in Arizona, man.
little feet, little legs.
He's just running. But and sometimes with Jaden Daniels, he looks so smooth while he's running.
That's what I'm saying.
He's faster than he looks.
That's what I'm saying, because talking to some guy, I was like, dog, he's like, man, listen. He was downhill quickly.
Yeah.
It was not indecisive. It was not back there dancing. When he took off, he took off.
And he looked like he was trying to slide. Somebody should have been out there to knock his block off.
Especially after what happened to Jay.
Nobody was close enough up. To do it.
Yeah.
But it almost looked like since the first time they played Jay and Daniels, he was injured.
Yeah.
I think the speed caught them off guard even more so this time. Because you played him the first time, you were used to a certain type of speed.
And you haven't really had to spy anybody all year. And they didn't really spy him. And it was a couple times.
Especially on that fourth down play.
Yeah, it was a couple times where the defense, they broke down their pass rush lane integrity, and he just took off.
Yeah.
And he could have bumped his head on the goalpost a couple times because it was that's how far away everybody was from him when they did that.
All right. Well, enough of us jibber-jabbering. We're going to take a quick break. The big man is in the house, Eagles left tackle Jordan Mailata. He'll be joining us when we come back on the other side. Talk a little bit about the offense. Can he pick it out there? Saquon Barkley, I mean – has there ever been 150 yards, two touchdown performance been forgotten as much as Saquon's
dude,
performance?
Dude, I thought he might have broke the record yesterday.
Yes, exactly.
First quarter.
Well, that's what it looked like after that first quarter. It looked like that. We'll get Jordan's thoughts on that and so much more when we come back. We're at Chickies and Pizza in South Philly. Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is the Chickies and Pizza Players Lounge. We're at Chickies and Pizza in South Philly, home. Jesus Christ with the microphones. Take care of this, Dave.
Got that feedback.
Yeah, this is the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. It's also the number one sports bar in North America.
In the world, Craig.
Happy to be joined. Eagles left tackle, regular in the Players Lounge, Jordan Mailata.
That's my favorite Eagle.
Crickets.
It's my favorite Eagle.
Insert the cricket noises. Now.
This is this time of the year. Listen, we promise not to pepper you with
do what you must.
Songs about Christmas and all of that. We
do
know this is
must.
A big week for you, man. Big week for the team, the O lineman singing wise.
Yeah, got the album on
the album release.
Dude, I heard Stevie Nicks. Can I say that?
You can say that.
I can say
it's already out.
Okay, yeah, because she was. How was it working with her, man?
I'll be honest, I didn't get the opportunity to meet her.
That was
Kelsey.
One of my favorite.
Hold on,
my
man,
favorite
hold
people.
That was Kelsey.
Go ahead, you. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying no, but Steve, you know, because. Little background.
What's five of her songs?
No, I'm saying no. It's Gypsy, and she used to sing with Fleetwood Mac. I know most of the Fleetwood Mac songs.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But
Fleetwood
no, and,
oh, man,
and I
don't
know
mess with you.
No, and I know she's a Wiccan. She's like a Wiccan. Yeah, that's a nice way of saying. Witch.
I'm about to start some trouble.
No, and you know I got a little bit of affinity for like the witches.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. I'm gonna keep this
moving. We got kids out front. I'm gonna go ahead and leave that conversation.
Yeah.
But bottom line
the hand
is,
movement scared
she
me.
Was yeah. in no, because she was in a American Horror Story about like she had a big part in American Horror Story.
Okay, horror story.
Horror. I said horror.
Yeah, horror. Yeah, it's another.
Oh, my fault. I caught you on that one. Horror story.
I know everybody see Jordan over here. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm gonna let y'all have it back because everybody kind of looking at me like they don't understand what I'm saying. So I'm gonna go ahead.
You guys
just
lose one game,
walk
it
away.
Just falls completely apart. Yeah.
I'm gonna walk away from this conversation.
Here's what I was gonna ask. You said Jason Kelsey got to work with Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
He's the worst singer of the group.
Nah,
he's the worst singer in the
he's
group.
Good.
And I feel like he's hogging all of the features.
Hey, man.
What did you say about that? I mean, you're the best singer in the group. You should have all the features with the star singers.
Nah, man, it's all good, bro. You know, sometimes you need a little star power behind you.
Jason is like the star power that pushes the album.
He's not really the...
He can't sing.
Yeah.
I'm messing with Jason.
Man, he can't sing. Now listen, but no, he can't sing in a Jason Kelsey way.
Oh, that's just like saying Ike sings in an Ike way, or like Hughes sings in a Hughes way.
That can be the next team controversy, the headline tomorrow. Yeah, Mailata not happy with guest appearances.
I was trying to start another controversy. That's it.
Yeah, we should do that.
All right, big dog. Listen, 10 straight wins.
Oh, my God.
Okay, back to football. 10 straight wins. A loss yesterday. Mm-hmm. You guys go down to Washington. I mentioned to you off the air, I mean, we lose Jalen after 11 plays. I didn't know how the game was going to go from that point moving forward. It really was an up and down game. You were one of the first ones there, if not the first one there, when Jalen got injured right there on that play. I think you were the one that was trying to pick him up. What kind of take me through that play from your perspective and what you saw?
I couldn't really see what had happened. I just seen him on the ground, and you know, first thing I thought was he didn't move, So immediately I thought it was dirty. And then I saw Frankie, so I was kind of like conflicted. Do I pick my QB up or do I go deck Frankie? Frankie's a good mate of mine, so I was just like,
oh, okay.
So I was like, what the hell is going on? I don't know what to do. So I decided to pick up my QB, and he seemed, you know, pretty all good at first, and then the refs, I guess, kind of, I don't know, the
yeah, I think somebody from upstairs, the all-seeing eye
reported him, so.
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, Hugh, you can check, Elliot, you were at the game, but from the TV, I didn't think it was a dirty hit. Did you? I didn't think it was, not you, Jordan. I'm telling you, Hugh's
perspective. He did go in with his shoulder a little bit, but he didn't really get him that.
It wasn't a helmet to helmet.
Right, right.
See, I didn't actually see it because I was in the car.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So when I heard it, it wasn't the way I was
described. He was at an appearance yesterday.
We had an appearance yesterday, so yeah. I heard it in the car.
Okay.
But when it was described in the car, it didn't seem like it was that egregious. It was just like a lot of people were like,
"It was a good shot, though." He called him with a good shot.
Yeah, it didn't feel like, because you know Merrill and Mike. You usually shout out to both of those guys, the best in the business. Usually when stuff like that happened, Mike could probably chime in and say, "Hey, that was a bad hit or whatever." Mm-hmm. Wasn't none of that said?
Yeah, I didn't think it was a dirty hit. Listen, I think the impact was more of Jalen's head hitting the ground. Yeah, his helmet hitting the ground from a thrust of it. All right, so after that, Kenny Pickett comes in. Mm. Right, you guys finished that drive off with an A.J. Brown touchdown. You're up 14-0. At what point did you guys realize Jalen wasn't coming back in?
Probably when we scored after that touchdown.
Okay. And the next time the offense went back out there?
Well, we just kind of like, were like, who's on the center? O-line's asking questions just from ball exchange.
Oh, yeah. Kate, I would imagine the cadence. How much practice does Kenny Pickett get like during the week? We're trying to figure out like how many snaps does he actually get to do during the week?
That's a great question.
With the starters.
With the starters primarily is what I'm thinking, yeah. As a backup, you don't normally get very many reps.
Jalen's been pretty healthy.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been hard. Jalen and I have been taking Jalen, myself, and Cam probably take most of the reps during the week.
Okay.
Like from all the starters. But yeah.
How much changes for you guys? Because I know obviously you spend all week working on a game plan. You have certain plays you practice. You want to use. When the quarterback changes and you go from Jalen to Kenny, Kenny can move. So he certainly is a threat on the run. But they probably have different skill sets, like all players do. How much does it change what you guys did in that game once Jalen leaves?
Yeah, I think from a scheme standpoint, it changed a lot, and it just shows you the value of having, QB.
Oh,
whoa. A QB like Jalen Hurts as under center. So, I think that's more of a question for Kellen and Nick. Because I can't control what's being.
But from your perspective,
it certainly did change up a lot, and his presence was missed out there. So, it's like. You got a next man up mentality, and you just got to roll with it, and whatever they call, you have to go out there and execute them. I say it every week, but that's what it came down to, man. It wasn't as physical of a game like the Steelers week was, and I said earlier during the week that this was going to be about the team who executes the most, and we failed to do that, and Washington did that at a higher rate than we did, and I think that was a result. The end of the game, we're sitting there with an L. They have the dub, and you look back and you can just see when you watch film, you're just like, oh, execution's there. It just wasn't there yesterday.
It feels like every week you've been on the show, we've talked to you about the first quarter offense. So it would seem silly not to ask you now. When you guys.
It's 2 weeks in a row, it's been rolling.
When you guys really seem to have got it going. I think you had, was it 21 yesterday? 21 points in the first quarter. So. Yeah. What do you think worked for you guys early on? And again, to Ike's point, like 2 weeks in a row, you guys seem to get this are getting this problem fixed.
Yeah, I think the tempo. I think the speed that we play at, going no huddle, changing up the cadence of the rhythm, changing the rhythm so defense can't get set, has been really helpful to us. So I think that's a reason why we've been successful in the past 2 weeks. making sure that we get quick throws out early so now wide receivers and QB can get into a rhythm. And then in the run game.
It seemed like the running game after the big run from Saquon sort of was bottled up. Is there anything that Washington was doing differently? I thought Saquon got hit in the backfield.
Too many times.
Yeah. I mean, the most all year. I think I haven't seen Saquon. You guys have been blowing people off the ball to where he doesn't get touched for 3 or 4 yards.
I think it's almost 5 yards he averages before contact this year.
What did Washington do sort of yesterday that they seem to be having success with?
Just loading the box, honestly. I think when the threat of Jalen Hurts gets out the game, they kind of just were like, oh, it's Kenny Pickett. Mm-hmm. The respect kind of went out the window, so their ends were just rushing.
You know, they weren't worried about Kenny Pickett running the ball.
They were not worried about Kenny running the ball, and you know, that's a credit to them for just loading the box and you know, trying to be one-dimensional. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but you know, like, that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's what it was. They showed up. They put six guys on the D line, and then what they would do is, if it was a run, they'd stay in, and then if it was a pass, if we passed the ball, then the two outside guys in the end would drop back into coverage. That's what happened on that Frankie Louvu pick.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crushed our momentum just a little bit, you know. So, I mean, that was a credit to them. They never showed that on film, and they did a great adjustment there, and, you know.
Well, that's why it's always when you play divisional opponents. It's like they've had a chance to see you already, so now they can make adjustments to things you like to do. And when you have as much success as you all have had as an offense, it's not like you're going to go and change your entire offense from what you've been successful doing. Yeah. But it does give them an opportunity to sort of change some things up. And then the one thing I'll say about this team, you guys with the offense, you usually do a great job adjusting. Like, get to the sideline, you make the adjustments, you figure out what's going on, what they're trying to do. Did you feel like that eventually came as the game went on yesterday?
Yeah, I think we did make some changes. And I kind of just say this. I thought Kenny did a hell of a job.
Yeah.
Yep.
Coming in. Coming in just like that, straight cold off the bench. And coming in, stepping in, and putting up points for us, man. I think he did a phenomenal job.
What's he like out there as a quarterback?
Poised.
Yeah, poised.
He is. I mean, he has Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
In front of him, man. He's been with them for, you know, entirely this whole year, and he's seen how he is. So, you know, I guess some of that poise. I never played with him when he was at the Steelers, but yeah, he seemed very cool, calm, collected out there. So,
okay.
Well, I do think too that is one benefit of a veteran backer. But Kenny played in some big games in Pittsburgh. You know, at Baltimore on the road. So I agree when he came.
I thought
in,
you meant the University of Pittsburgh.
No. Yeah. Well, I don't think they play big games. But I thought that for all the Pitt fans out there that took that. But I thought he looked very calm yesterday when he came in. But one thing that did stand out to me early on, it felt like Washington really was trying to chirp at you guys a lot, both on both sides of the ball. Lattimore was in AJ's face. Obviously, we know what happened on defense with Chauncey somehow getting thrown out for saying stuff, which is crazy. But did you sense that? Did it feel like they kind of viewed you as almost a measuring stick, where they came in super amped up? Or?
I mean, like I told you off air, the only person who was in chatting was six, Dante Fowler. Mm.
Okay.
Other than that, I think, you know, the wide receivers got most of the chirping, and we don't pay attention to that.
Right.
But the defense, I mean, jeez, it felt like every 2 minutes there was like an argument going on. Someone's in someone else's face.
Did it feel like it was the extra emotion in the building for that game?
Yeah. I was like, man.
Did you feel it?
This is a Dallas game? Like,
right, you felt it. You felt it, okay.
A lot of Eagles fans there, too. It looked like the whole section behind your sideline was green almost.
Man, it was about 20 degrees out. I was surprised we had people at the game.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they call them, diehards. When out there, that when it's cold like that, I'm die hard.
Well, you were out there sleeveless.
You wouldn't see me there, bro.
I mean, I was in my 20s. I was in my 20s, too. When I did it like that.
Oh, no, we saw a photo of Jordan before the game yesterday.
Oh, no, he was out here when I did make it again.
Oh, that nigga. I ain't mad at him, man. I said that's my favorite Eagle right there.
Yeah,
great
pre-game routine. Bro.
Yeah, he had to touch the ground, man.
Yeah, man. Ground yourself with the earth.
What that grass feel like with no shoes on out there? Like when it's cold like that? Is it? It's just that you just it just has to be between your toes, and just feel it.
Now, do you go like
something like that?
No, seriously. All jokes aside,
do you take your slides off when you get to the sideline, or do you walk out barefoot from the locker room?
Man, I'm not a caveman.
I take it off when
I get on the sideline.
The sideline, there you go. Okay.
He said he's not
what,
a caveman.
What is it? Mac Hollins comes into the stadium that way.
Right.
Did you play with Mac, right?
Played with Mac. Yeah. Mac wasn't like this when he was here.
It's true.
Is that who you learned it from, the shoot?
No, he wasn't like this.
Yeah, you're right.
Let me tell you.
Say he went through some things.
Mac was real cool with my son, with Elijah, when he played. He even came out to one of the state playoff games.
Oh, wow.
So he was real cool. So, and they follow him on Instagram. He got to Miami. He turned into a different person.
Miami does that.
He was taking naked photos with the helmet over his parts.
Hey, to be fair, I
was like, no, y'all got to unfollow him, man. Like, daughter is following him. Like,
tell Elijah he's good. Yeah.
Eagles Airline did that in 2018.
I wasn't very fond of that either, Jordan. Yeah.
Well, at least that was for a magazine.
Why not, man?
I kind of felt
discrimination.
Hey, no, Jordan. In all honesty, I felt like the season went down the drain the moment that that ESPN the magazine came out.
Come on, everybody was
when all of them was necking on the front of the
year
magazine.
What year was that? Was that
was 18? After the Super Bowl.
That was 18, yeah.
That was Jordan's rookie.
I was there. I had to hold the helmet.
Y'all wild. Can't take y'all nowhere.
It's true. I was there. I was not expecting that joke. Yeah.
Speaking of the sideline.
I'm not expecting that one.
What was the sideline like yesterday? You guys haven't lost in a while. You haven't really been even trailing for a while. Obviously, Jalen goes out. Just how do you think you guys responded to the first kind of adversity you've had, I guess, in a week, but really on the sideline since the field.
I don't know. I didn't really travel down to the other benches. I was just kind of staying with the air line and saying, you know, the next opportunity we have, we need to capitalize on it. It's kind of hard when you're seeing the other offense move the ball really well.
Yeah.
I mean, all you can think of is as you try and do the next play mentality, all you think of is, you know, the execution of, if only I'd done this, if only I'd blocked for a little longer, like, that's all you think about when you see the other team moving forward, but at the same time, you have to have the same mindset of the next play or the next drive that we're in, we've got to capitalize, we've got to execute better than we ever have this whole game, and unfortunately, we never got that opportunity. Washington's offense did their thing, but I think we played complimentary bad football yesterday all around. And
a little bit of everywhere, yeah.
All three sides.
All three phases, yeah.
And we, I think offense put defense in bad situations when they're not to make this excuse, but it is what it is. But putting our banged up defense in shitty situations. Probably,
catch that. You dump it.
Did
real quick. Hold on. Can we even go to break now? Well, sometimes you never know when you have to dump something. So I didn't know. We'll take a quick break. I had just looked at the clock to see. I didn't realize how long we had been chatting there.
It's good, man.
Jordan's stuff was getting good. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about the Washington game, wrap that up. Didn't get a chance to put on T-shirts and hats yesterday, but upcoming game against the Dallas Cowboys at home, another opportunity to clinch the division for this team and solidify another step in that sort of that ladder you guys are climbing to get to New Orleans. So I know you didn't realize you guys had a chance to do that last week, but we know now. So we'll talk about it as it comes up Sunday. Jordan Mailata, Elliott Shore Parks, Hugh Douglas.
Great.
We're Chickies and Pizza in South Philly. Come on out, everybody. Come on out. It's Christmas time. Right here on 94 WIP. What the hell is this? Welcome back to Sports
Radio. Wait a minute, this your boy George, ain't it?
Come on now.
I forgot.
That's the second best Christmas song of all time.
No, my bag. I forgot. That's Jordan's guy.
Whew. There he goes.
George is basically my uncle, bro.
No, I'm not mad. I apologize for that. I forgot.
You don't like that song?
Boy George?
No, not really. But since Jordan likes it, George is my favorite Eagle. I like it too. It's my favorite Eagle.
Boy George is a culture club.
Boy George?
No, Boy George.
Boy George's.
Isn't that George Michael?
No. Boy George and George Michael are two different people.
Yeah, it's two different people. Yeah. Boy George was in the Culture Club.
Yeah, you're right about that. George Michael was in Wham.
Yes, George Michael was in Wham.
Y'all are getting my props from all
Dave Norman, you're right about everything. He was off on that. That's music. Talking to Tiny Hands over here. Hips today. Well, welcome back to Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Tiny Hands.
Tiny Hands. Well, you know about that.
Well, I was about to say, I thought you were talking about me.
I knew you did.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, going to somebody who doesn't have tiny hands, that's Jordan Mailata.
Boss. I had to help you out.
You had to help me out right there. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, that was a little weird.
So, Jordan, that obviously is a tough way to lose a game yesterday. You guys still have a lot of things left to play for. Number one seed is a little more difficult to attain right now. I heard your message last week, which is one game at a time and keeping your head down, so I can respect and appreciate that as well. What was the message from Coach Sirianni after yesterday's game?
I won't get into the thick of it, but basically learn from it, grow from it. You know, we have another opportunity this week to have our get back, you know, correct the things that we didn't do well in the game. And the best week that it's Dallas week, because it's the next game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think everybody in the locker rooms in the very much has the same mindset that I do. You know, just because it's the message that we're driving. It doesn't matter. You know, face, kind of like the faceless opponent, you know, saying. It's just like the next game is the next important one. As boring as it sounds, it's not juicy. It's not going to write headlines. I mean, this life comes with a lot of fruit, but at the same time, it's hard. And you know, there's so many people telling you how to be, how to act, how to have, you know, what kind of mindset to have. And I think when you strip away from it and you can just break it down to what it really is, it's the next game. And so everyone has the same mindset of you know, attacking each week like that. So
yeah, I mean, listen, you guys did a lot of good things yesterday. Like I said, it was a weird way to sort of lose a game. And you look at all three phases of the game, I'm sure there's areas that each phase wishes they could do better, and the outcome of the game would certainly be different. A good teammate of yours, a guy who's been a stand-up guy, leader on this team, Devontae Smith, tough at the end of the game there. I thought he spoke very well and handled it after the game, like he held himself accountable.
Yeah.
But what's that like for a teammate, and sort of how do you sort of reassure him that you guys still have his back and everything?
I try to tell him right after the game. I was like, hey, that ain't on you. He's like, it is. I just got to catch the damn ball.
Yeah.
I was like, he's tough on himself, man. So, you know, I wasn't going to try and give him any more grace just because I know he's going to make sure he's going to catch the damn ball. Mm-hmm. He quite literally, he'll be on the jugs machine all week, just knowing his work ethic. So I'm no faith lost in six, man. He's an ultimate leader. One of the greatest teammates I've had. Just hilarious. But I mean, you look at how he leads and how he's gonna, you know, learn and grow. It's gonna be amazing to see this week. That's all I'm saying.
It felt like the locker room yesterday, even after the loss. I don't want to say like good spirits, because you guys were obviously upset you lost the game, but I didn't. It sensed like you guys were very much, you know what, we made mistakes. We can move on from this. To your point, like, put it behind us and move on. I know it hasn't even been 24 hours, but I'm just curious. You guys have not lost a game in a while. What is just some of your takeaways from what you've seen from the locker room and your teammates on how you guys are responding to, you know, first loss in September or whatever it is?
Yeah, learn from it and grow from it is the message. You know, learn from it and grow from it. We did some great things in the game. I mean, defense had
five turnovers.
Yeah, that was,
you know, as an offense, we look at that and be like, how the hell did we fumble the ball that bad? You know, fumble the bag, what the kids say these days, you know. And so, like, these are just opportunities to learn and grow.
Excuse me.
And that's how you got to have the mindset of, you know, when you have a bad game or when you lose, that is the greatest opportunity.
I know you don't want to lose.
Forward.
Yeah, I know you don't want to lose any game, but just what you're saying there, do you think this could almost be a positive? I mean, you'd won so many games in a row, maybe a, you know, Nick says you watch the tape the same either way, but You think maybe after a loss, it's a chance to, you know, clean up some details a little more so than after a win?
Yes, 100%. Refocus.
Mm-hmm.
Refocus. Yeah, especially as a humbling experience as it was yesterday, I think we responded really well just from not being too negative.
Yeah.
We can all be our own biggest critic. And, you know, I think the best part about that was the accountability going around in the locker room. Like, I say, oh, that, you know, that's me. Oh, no, it's my fault.
Yeah.
It's not like a pull or woe is me.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's just like,
it seemed like you guys were still in good spirits despite, it was almost an excitement of, hey, we know we can fix this kind of.
Yes, everything's correctable.
That's a weird ass way to express that, Elliot.
It's
an excitement.
Excitement, but it wasn't a, I mean, to be honest, after the Carolina game, which you guys won, I felt there was a different attitude. This one seemed much more ready to attack the problems, if that makes sense. Being honest.
No, it does make sense.
Being honest,
No, it makes sense.
That makes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, see?
He has a different way of seeing things, man. He really does. All right, so we move on from that Washington game. We'll take care of them in the first round of the playoffs. I said that. You didn't say it.
I didn't say it.
You got the Cowboys coming up next. And I tell you, they won 4 out of 5 games. They could have very easily won 5 straight had they blocked a punt and they just let the ball hit the ground. They probably recover it and kick the game-winning field goal against the Cincinnati Bengals a couple weeks ago. I say that to say, even with their backup quarterback, they're playing as if they have something to play for, so Sunday won't be an easy game either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not going to be an easy game. No game is ever easy, man.
Sure.
And, you know, the guy who has nothing to lose is the most dangerous.
Always the most dangerous, right?
Yeah, that's how it always works.
So,
Cooper Rush.
You know, we're definitely, we have the most respect. As much as it's Dallas week,
You know,
we have a lot of respect for the team that's coming in this week just from a hunger standpoint.
Now, I know we didn't talk a whole lot about the rushing effort yesterday from Saquon Barkley. He was outstanding that first quarter. My goodness.
Oh,
over 100 yards.
It hurts my soul, man, thinking about it. Oh,
you felt like you could have been a little more, left a little more meat on the bone,
man,
out there?
We could have broke that record yesterday, man.
It did seem like it in that first quarter.
It did seem like it after that first
quarter. Sick to my stomach. The guy had, like, what, tackled in the backfield 8 times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, as an O-line, man, you take pride in run blocking. And, man, you're right. Saquon took too many hits last night, man. And shoot, it hurts my soul, man.
Yeah.
Couldn't even look at him in the eye this morning, bro.
Still $150. $150 is nothing
to sneeze
at.
That's not a bad thing.
I couldn't look at him in the eye. I was like, man, I'm sorry, dog.
Was it something they did, or do you feel like this was mistakes?
This is execution. That's why it's correctable, man. It's just the execution was just all it was one block. We're one block away.
Well, I tell you what, man. It's one of those games where there's enough there to take the good and bad out of there. Obviously, there's things to learn from that you guys can get better with overall. But there's also some things that are positive that came out of the game that I think moving forward, I think it still gives a lot of people a lot of encouragement as far as what we believe you guys can do ultimately. In other words, I don't think that loss shook the confidence of the fan base. We talked to a lot of people today that were still very high on this team moving forward. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, but it wasn't the typical woe is me sort of after a loss. We do have some perspective. I know it doesn't seem like it sometimes, but we have a little perspective.
It's like when everyone was mad you beat the Browns. People are a little more understanding of this one. Yeah.
a little bit different. So listen, Jordan, we're getting ready to get out of here. Wishing you a Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas.
Looking forward to Sunday.
All our listeners.
I think it is a Kelly Green week, too, so I think the boys are wearing Kelly Green Sunday.
You didn't hear from me, but.
So, well, I think they had let it out already, so I think the fans will be excited to see you guys get back to winning football games on Sunday, man. Again, Merry Christmas from all of us here, from everybody here at Chickens and Peaches. Thank you all for coming out. Got Monday Night Football coming up next. Go Birds!
Go Birds!
Go Birds!